This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. The good news today is Friday, and I know everybody in this country looks forward to Friday, so there you have it. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out what we got going over there on the media resource that we have. Again, taking your feet out of the miry clay and putting your feet upon the rock as the Lord establishes your goings. If you'd like to check out as to what's going on Sons of Liberty Media right now, you can go to Why Me, Lord? Tolerance is not a substantial or sustainable, substitute for grace. That's exactly right. Tolerance is not a sustainable substitute for grace. Obama, his claim Islamic State is neither Islamic nor a state. Troubleshooters, the heart of the prophet. We've talked about that in the past. We have Bill Cosby's response to Victoria Osteen and her heretical husband, Joel. They say when we worship God, we do it for ourselves. Go ahead and check that video out. If that doesn't madden you, nothing will. Headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama uses ISIL instead of speech, instead of ISIS, for purpose of international war. Again, folks, tell me constitutionally where he has the authority and where has he derived his authority to actually bring forth war without congressional approval. Even with congressional approval, what is it of our business to actually go over and invade other countries? I also want to remind you, America, you do need to understand you have the world hating your guts because of what you allow your representatives to do to their countries. I'll say it again. You have foreigners across the land, across the globe, that hate America's guts. We're called the Great Satan for what we allow our representatives to do to their countries. Don't forget that. They do not have the constitutional authority to go ahead and invoke war on any country that they feel or police the world that they feel is their responsibility. Folks, it's never about that. He's supposed to be the president of the United States, not the president of Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan and all these other Middle Eastern countries, friends. He has no business over there. And isn't it interesting? He goes over there. He wins the approbation of the people over there. Well, he actually reaps the scorn of the American people here. And he is a prime example of why the world hates our guts right now. And not only is America taken back as to what's going on here, but the world at large is trying to figure out why the American people are tolerating such a criminal to rule the roost. When in fact, keep in mind, friends, he's not our ruler. He is our representative. Talking about what's going on, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out U.S. Army officer denied entry into Daughters Michigan High School because he had a military uniform on. Friends, enough is enough, okay? Another headline.
Yeah, they might offend one of the Muslims.
We're not asking for permission, right? No atheist should be permitted to serve in the United States military. True that. We also got an article up there by a little 10-year-old boy named Samuel Judah. Francis Scott Key and the Star Spangled Banner. He's got about 500 shares already, friends. What's going on with this kid? He's doing a better job than, well, in your stuff.
Then, Mom, good job, Sam.
Folks, if you'd like to jump online at any time, do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, you can call us on our phone lines, which is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, because we love, 1 John 3:18. Washington said that, but he extracted it from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Steph, can you share as to why that is the case?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. And as always, we want to be led by the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the
sons of God.
Thank you. Now, today I thought it might be interesting. You know, people say we need leaders in this day and age. You need people who really fight for what's right and so on and so forth. Well, I thought it might be good to take a look at a former leader of old named Oliver Cromwell, who was just one such leader.
He was a leader, but he was a true representative and true servant to the people.
Absolutely. We'll get to that. He said he was Oliver Cromwell. Just a little background for those of you who do not know who he is. He was born on April 25th in 1599. Now, he was an English soldier and a statesman who led parliamentary forces in the English Civil Wars. He was Lord Protector of England, Scotland, and Ireland from 1653 to 1658 during the Republican Commonwealth. As one of the generals on the parliamentary side of the English Civil War against King Charles, so he stood up against the king, Cromwell helped to bring about the overthrow of the Stuart monarchy, and as Lord Protector, he raised his country's status once more to that of a leading European power from the decline that it had gone through since the death of Queen Elizabeth. A man of outstanding gifts and a forceful character, he was one of the most remarkable rulers in modern European
history.
He was
a modern Gideon, is what he was.
He definitely was, and yeah. He had some outstanding things to say, and I thought you might want to take some highlights from his gold nuggets of truth that he stated throughout his life. He said, "He who stops being better stops being good." So every day we should seek to be better. We should seek to raise the bar. We shouldn't go backwards. We should be going forwards. He said, "Subtlety may deceive you. Integrity never will." It's so hard nowadays to find people who give their word and keep their word.
Yep.
If you just keep your word, the more faithful that you are to your word, the more faithful God will be to his word in your life. So if you can just keep that in mind, your integrity is so important.
Yeah, you can't have one without the other.
That's right, and live accordingly.
Charles Spurgeon said that the man that cannot keep his word is next to Judas.
Wow. So amen to that. Now, he says, keep your faith in God, but keep your powder dry. So he understood that, yes, we have faith in God, but there are times when we have to fight for that which is right. And he did that by standing against the king. Now, he said, who can love to walk in the dark, but providence doth so often dispose? Meaning so many times, who wants to walk in the dark? Who wants to fight these battles? Who wants to wage these wars? But so many times the Lord causes you to take a step of faith, a leap of faith, and often walk in the dark so he and only he can light your path. He said, what is all our histories but God showing himself, shaking and trampling on everything that he has not planted? So I thought that was great
how
Jesus
said that.
Jesus
said that every plant that my father has not planted will be uprooted. Jesus said that.
And who would know better than Oliver Cromwell, the one who fought for his country? He said, I'd rather have a plain, rusted-coated captain that knows what he fights for and loves what he knows than that which you call a gentleman and is nothing else. He said, I would have been glad to have lived under my woodside and to have kept a flock of sheep rather than to have undertaken this government. But nevertheless, he was obedient to God because he stood in the plate and did the job.
And liberated the people. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back to you on the other side of this break. Hang on. Let's talk about the heart of a troubleshooter.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach from Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, troubleshooters, the heart of the prophet. It's interesting to note that big corporations in this country will hire out troubleshooters to spot the problems within their companies to remove obstacles that stand in the way of the growth of their businesses. Now, last week we were talking, friends, about the prophets and the heart of the prophets, the function of the prophet, the mantle of the prophet. And we can see that they were sent to point out. As a matter of fact, one of the definitions for Torah is to point, law, to point out. They are the enforcers of God's government by the Spirit of Christ, of course, in hopes of bringing forth reformation and restoration to God's government. And every time man gets away from God's government and God's rule, look what happens, friends. Go ahead and take a look in the mirror, and you can complain about what you will, but that reflection you see in that mirror is only a reflection of what you tolerate, and the crimes that you see in the church and in the government, again, are what the American people tolerate. And if that's not the case, hopefully you're actually out there doing something about the problems, correcting the problems, bringing about resolve through justice. Well, you know what? Then praise God, we're all in this together, okay? That's how we get the job done. Interestingly enough, again, we went back and we identified some of the characteristics of a prophet. And we also know through Jeremiah, the Lord said, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Well, that is the prophet. He is a minister of flame of fire. He's not here to compromise. He hears what Jesus said when he said, "I'd rather have you hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth." He understands when the Lord said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent." Because we know those that refuse correction, well, listen, they don't want to be corrected, because it's grievous to those that forsake the ways, what Scripture tells us. And that's exactly the case. They don't want to be obedient. They hate God, yet they profess God as their Lord and Savior through Jesus Christ. How does that work? Hypocrisy to the max. But getting back to the point, isn't it interesting to note that big corporations in America will hire out these troubleshooters to spot the problems within their companies, again, only to remove obstacles that stand in the way of growth to their business? Yet again, in America today, both the church and the government, which merely reflect the people, will have nothing to do with such troubleshooters when it comes to being corrected in the face of a just and a holy God. And I also want you to keep in mind, friends, before I start rolling on this, keep in mind that Jesus Christ said to his disciples, his apostles, beware of the leaven of Herod and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of the doctrine of the bulk, let me put it this way, the baloney that goes on in government, and I'm talking about to the conservatives, that sit there and talk and do nothing. And then you look at the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, who are going hand in glove with the corrupt government. Actually, they're responsible for it. They mean to give them rule and sovereignty to those corrupt officials because they will not correct themselves and be ruled by Christ alone. So just keep in mind, the blind, the leaders of the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And guess what? That's exactly what's going on in this country. Confusion to face. People are confused. They're lost. They don't know what's going on. Yet, you know what? The light pole is always right there, you know? And the bottom line is if we want the truth, that's all we have to do is put our eyes on the light of man, the author and the finisher of our faith, to get back onto that road, which he said is straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Now, if we want to stay and remain where we're at, then we can just go ahead and turn off the radio right now. But if we actually want to bring about resolve and go forward and grow forward, even as Mr. Cromwell said, what did Mr. Cromwell say again here, Stephanie?
Well, he basically said that he who stops being better stops being good. So we should always
Well, who makes
strive.
Us good? We can't change human nature. Only Christ can do that.
That's right. But we're always striving towards perfection. So oftentimes people say, well, I'm not perfect. No, but the Lord will perfect that which concerneth you. You should be striving for his perfection.
Paul talked about the same thing in Philippians 3. So let me go back to this. In America today, we see that the church and government, which merely, again, reflect the people, will have nothing to do with such troubleshooters when it comes to being corrected in the face of a just and a holy God. Go to Deuteronomy 32:5. The question I have for the American people is, why should America listen to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2? Because according to the minds of the American people, for the most part, America has nothing to repent for. In America's imagination, she feels that she's been delivered to do what she wills without the rule of God's government. As if to say, like the prophet in the book of Jeremiah, when he said, you haven't been delivered to actually serve these abominable things. I mean, just think about it, folks. We have a nation that sanctions murder of the innocent in the womb, and we expect to remain free. Oh, no. We reap what we sow. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Well, what about homosexual marriage? I mean, two guys wanting to get married and two women that want to get married. Folks, that is the sickest thing I said. And God calls it an abomination. And we want to go ahead and tempt God and see if he means what he says. Well, sit back, put your seatbelt on, friends, because you're about ready to see how God in heaven will respond to those that disobey him blatantly and transgressing his law. Because that's exactly where America's at. I think what's happened for the most part is America's forgotten that God, in his mercy, sacrificed his son for the sins of the world. That's for all of us, 1 John 2:2. And he did all of that to set a people free from sin. Because in John 8:36, and you can also read Colossians 1:13, it was Jesus that said, to whom the Son maketh free is
free indeed.
And wasn't it he who said that I've come to deliver my people from their sins, Matthew 1:21? Why, yes, it was. So, in truth, the American people, listen carefully to what I'm going to say next. In truth, the American people have turned on their liberator only to fall into the pit that they themselves dug through their purposed and willful acts of lawlessness. We cannot stand back in this country, friends, and say, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong, unless you've been stupefied by the modern church the way that I did. I remember when I first got saved, I didn't know God's moral law. I knew within my conscience, which means with knowledge, what was right and what was wrong. But I didn't know his moral law. I didn't know God's rule. I didn't understand who Christ was. I didn't even know what fornication was. I didn't know what adultery was. I mean, when I first got saved, I studied my King James Version Bible, the Cambridge Version, I'm sorry. I studied that. I had a Strong's Concordance. I got a Webster's 1828. And I'm telling you, friends, even 20 years later, I still have to go look up some of these words just so I can understand. But the more I understand and the more I obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto me, Romans 6, the more I am liberated in Christ. See, because having knowledge and bringing forth, well, to the fruit of wisdom, which is wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it, the more liberated you are because you're walking out your testimony, which is in Jesus Christ, and it's a work of the Holy Ghost through regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Just clarifying. I want to say for those, again, that are hearing me today, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. When the mercy is that God is a good judge and he exposes our sins before him by his moral law, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20, that should drive us to the foot of the cross. But if we refuse that, then we're forsaking our own mercies. And the American people at large, again, friends, have forsaken mercy again to their own demise. Jonah 2:8, Jeremiah 7:28. Because we know that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And a law which Christ fulfills. It's a process, friends. Romans 7:22 through 25. So in order to liberate from sin, again, Titus 3:4, that you might be quickened by grace to be saved. Ephesians 2:1. I love that. You said yesterday that Leonard Ravenhill said that the Lord didn't come down to make men better. He said he came to make dead men alive.
That's exactly right. I'm looking for the quote right now, and I'll get it for you in just a moment.
Okay, so they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies, and the people have forsaken mercy to their own demise. And again, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, a law that Christ fulfills in order to liberate from sin through his blood, that you might be quickened by grace to be saved, Ephesians 2:1, through faith and that not of yourselves. It is, friends, a gift of God, Ephesians 2:8.
All right, now I got that quote for you. He said, Jesus did not come into the world to make bad men good.
Okay.
He came into the world to make dead men live.
That's right.
Dead in our sins without Christ.
The law kills.
That's right.
Friends, and that's exactly what it does. It condemns. And if we believe the gospel, it justifies. By faith are we saved, through faith and that not of ourselves. So, America, again, before I take this quick break, America, you need to understand that we're not at liberty to sin, to violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, and expect to remain free. It works that way nowhere, okay? Because sin brings forth bondage, John 8:34, and the end, death, Romans 6:23, and the death is both for the individual, now listen to this, and also for a nation. Because we know that sin is a reproach to any nation, friends, and to any people. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." my body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Way and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Way is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
When you go to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, it says, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will have succeeded." So really, that's all we have to do is go back to the foundation, the apostles and the prophets, and see what is written, because we know that prophecy is not given for any private interpretation. Because the Lord said that his word is forever settled in heaven. So nothing's going to change. His words will not pass away, friends. The system of the world will always be the same. The spirit of the world will always be the same that wars against God's governments as well. But the church is called and required and commanded by God to stand against the spirit of the world and to be the light of the world, which exposes and reproves the darkness, right? Right before the break, I said America is not at liberty to sin, violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. And expect to remain free. If you try that in the natural, friend, how far is that going to go? If you violate man's government, which is in alliance with God's moral law, Mosaic institution, in which we have called common law, what happens if I go steal something? Does the law come and does it actually enforce itself against my crime? Why, yes, it does. Do you think in the spirit where the law is perpetual, God is not at work doing the same things? Of course it is. And of course he is. He's enforcing his government constantly. That's why you are seeing criminals constantly being busted. Their crimes are being brought to the light. And then what happens to them when they're busted breaking the law? Well, they get thrown in jail for violating that law, right? How's that working out for criminals? And it's the same thing I'm saying to you in the spiritual matters, friends. America is not at liberty to go ahead and violate God's moral law and expect to remain free. Because, again, sin brings forth bondage, and in the end, death. Now, I know that in America, we live in a system that gives you 3 strikes before they actually enforce the law. So what are they doing, friends? They're encouraging crime. And how is that working out for your liberties, friends, as this government attempts to steal away your rights rather than its purpose function, which is to ensure your rights? See, when they're lawless, look what they do. They war against your rights that God gave you because they want them, because they want sovereignty and they want rule. Well, what happens when we obey God? We throw off the chains of a tyrant, not the other way around. See, because our chains are forged when we throw off God, is really what it comes down to. Nothing new under the sun. It's been that way since the beginning of mankind, and it's going to be that way until the end of mankind. And if you still want to remain in denial or remain obstinate to God's word and feel that you need not tempt God through your, or you need to tempt God through your willful transgressions, do remember what Jesus said, the light of men, said to those who refused his truth as he was walking up with the cross on his back to Calvary to be crucified. Listen to what he said. To those that could care less as to what I'm saying or what the written word of God has to say, just listen carefully, okay? This is what Jesus said to the people that followed him on the way up to Calvary to be crucified, Golgotha. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. They were crying for Jesus, the innocent Lamb of God. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, by the way, let me highlight this. They knew that Jesus was innocent, but they still allowed the church and the government to crucify him regardless. Remember when Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, which one of you convinceth me of sin? He was perfect. He was without sin. Friends? So when he's telling the company of people that were following him and of the women which bewailed him and lamented him, Jesus turned around and said unto them, daughters of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. He said, behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, listen carefully, friends, to what came to pass when they didn't want to listen. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, when you have the light and the power to stop these things from happening, what will be done in a dry tree when you no longer have power to stop the corruption? Luke 23:27-31. That is scary stuff. And you may not say so now because everything's going just A-OK in America, or so you think. But I'll tell you what. When it falls, friends, which it is falling, and I'm talking about the rain of judgment upon America, it reminds me of in the days of Noah, how they were probably all standing around laughing at Noah until it started to rain. And then once it started to rain, Noah and eight people got in the ark. They were spared because we know to the church that judgment floats our boat, but it destroys those that didn't repent. Just giving you a little history, friends. Just giving you a little history of people even going back into the 30s again, in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, when dictators rise, judgment dies, because the people thought that it could never happen to them. They didn't need to listen to God. They didn't need to enforce his laws against their crimes. No. No, they'd rather sacrifice themselves, their wives, and their families because they're too busy doing everything else. Now, if I was inside of a boat, and I knew that there was a hole in that boat, and there was 1,500 people on that boat, a little common sense tells me to get the knowledge to go plug the hole so we stay afloat. But no, in America, the American people stand back and watch their politicians and the hirelings preach from the pulpits as they blow holes in the base of it, and then they sit back and act like nothing's going to happen to them in the process. And I even say this, those that are blowing the holes, they could care less because they're already damned. There's a special place in hell for people like that. But do you think that there's not a special place in hell for people that stand back, America, and actually allow them to do that? The hottest places in hell are reserved for those in a moral crisis. Who in moral crisis? Remain their neutrality, said Aeschylus. And he's exactly right. There's no excuse, friends, as to why this country is where it's at today. And I told you the other day on the radio, I can get cynical. And it's not cynical, friends. It's a righteous indignation towards what I see out there in this country. How many people say that they're so willing to die for their country and die for their kids, but yet they're not willing to live for it? You know, they named this article, Wanted Prophets to Call America to Repentance. I didn't name it that. I'm not waiting for anybody to get alongside of me, friends, to start blowing the trumpet. And you know, I just might go down in history as one that was totally ignored while I was alive, but yet again praised when I was dead, because I'm telling you, friends, we're in it right now. And I'm telling you, friends, I'm telling you what I know to be true.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you were noting that about history, and you look at the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, even going back to the time of Hitler and the Nazis. We were watching a documentary about a Jewish survivor who survived the Holocaust, and he had mentioned that they thought, well, you know, the war is almost over. If we have to have some of our liberties taken away from us, if we have to wear the Jewish star, then we'll just do it. Well, if we have to not swim at these swimming pools, then we'll just not do it. If we have to go to our own schools, then we'll do it. They gradually accepted the encroachments upon them and upon their liberties, thinking, well, it won't happen to us. It
That's
can't
exactly
happen
right.
here. And the same mentality, so often we see history repeat itself because we don't learn anything from history. The same mentality.
We have so much information in this country that we honestly cannot say that we lack anything.
And the writing's on the wall, too. You can look at past dictatorships in countries. I mean, there's country after country and dictator after dictator where you're seeing the same things repeat itself. And these countries were destroyed. But then we look at America. Americans in their pride say, well, it can never happen here. I mean, this is America. What are you talking about?
Oh, especially those in the church.
Yeah.
Because they feel that they're just going to be they're going to be raptured from responsibility.
Yeah, or they live in their own little bubble. They go to their own church. They have their own separate thing. They don't get involved in anything.
Yep.
Anything
outside. And that's their excuse, too.
Right. Oh, I just like to protect my family. Great, protect them by doing something about the problem. Are you going to protect them from going to the store?
I would hate to have them as a dad or a mom if that was their mentality. Someone's trying to break into my house, and I go down and I start watching television.
Yeah, let's just ignore it.
Let's just lock the door. There's nothing they can do to us.
And they won't eventually enter into our house. I mean, come on, there's nothing we can do about it.
The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in times of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. That was actually Dante, forgive me. It was Dante that said that. I'll say it one more time. The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in time of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. And this is, oh my goodness, friends. Here's the thing. I wish people would ask the right questions. I wish people would actually, that are involved in the battle, get on these lines and heat them up, that are actually in the culture war. But friends, here's the deal. This shows you how many people lack their obligation to perform duty on the behalf of God and man. If you're ever wondering why, you know, I could sit here again, friends. I've said this so many times, but I say it again. I could sit here and magnify all the problems in this country, but you know what? I'm just outside of the fact that the devil in the White House, everybody knows he's the devil. Then deal with the devil. I mean, how ridiculous do a people look when they know what the problem is, but they refuse to actually deal with the problems are? See, the problems are in the household. The problems are in the people. I remember D.L. Moody, the great Chicago preacher, one time, was approached by a woman, and she was asking for a prayer for her husband. She wanted him to get saved. And D.L. Moody started, you know, going back and forth with her. He wouldn't come to church. He refused the things of God. And she told D.L. Moody, you know, he's really got a good heart. And D.L. Moody said that's the worst part of him, because we know that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God can know it. And he can change it, because we know that we can't change human nature. But the problem is, America, you have not because you ask not. And when you get it, you better remember one thing, America, regardless if you like this or not. Here's the bottom line. Too much has been given, too much is required. You can remain ignorant for so long, friends, but you don't know what you got until it's gone.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela in Atlanta, Georgia. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. In this series, he also reveals evidence of anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community, and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio in their mission to rescue the children from the government system, and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Watch your constitutional IQ. More and more Americans today are becoming constitutionally illiterate. That's a big problem because it encourages government officials to expand their power and shrink yours. Be part of the solution. Raise your constitutional IQ with a fun and easy Constitution Quest game. Scholars, families, and students agree. The Constitution Quest game will spread constitutional literacy to your family and friends as you play. ConstitutionQuest.com. ConstitutionQuest.com.
Interestingly enough, during the break, friends, I just went online. I'm posting it to my personal website right now, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And people get funny, but I'm going to have a little fun with this. Because when I'm calling him the devil in the White House, I'm not kidding when I say that. Because you know them by their fruits. This is this fruit that we see from this criminal in the White House and his administration, because we know the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. They're devilish, friends. I mean, again, keep in mind, Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama admires Saul Alinsky. As a matter of fact, that Chicago organizer, Barack Hussein Obama, admired Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky actually gave credit to Lucifer, Satan, in his book, Rules for Radicals. Well, they actually posted a picture today, friends, Barack Hussein Obama, and when he gave his speech just the other night here, what's interesting about it is there's two horns on the top of his head. Now, again, folks, I'm just having a little fun with this, but if you look at it, the way it's proportioned, it's right on the... Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. So you'll probably see this out there, but there's a picture of him, and there's two horns on the back of his head. As a matter of fact, it was Drudge News that reported it, something creepy about Barack Hussein Obama. And when you look at the picture and you square it up,
yep,
it looks like he's got two horns on the top of his head.
And that's on Bradley Dean on Facebook, yeah. Bradley Dean double E. We should put that on the Sons of Liberty Media, too. Well, it's interesting how the Lord is always faithful to give you the truth. You know, like you mentioned, it's in the light of day. We can't look around and say, well, I never knew these things were going on. It was just hidden from our eyes. In fact, it's so blatantly obvious that it's scary how much non-reaction has taken place among the American people. Now, you have pockets of people that are really standing up and fighting. You got Tea Party groups out there that are really doing the job. But America as a whole is so caught up in its entertainment and its sports and everything around it that it's, for the most part, asleep. We need people, faithful witnesses, to sound the alarm. It's kind of like your alarm in the morning. You know, it's that, it's a sound nobody likes to hear. Nobody wants to get up from sleeping. But you know what? We must get up and get busy and get active and do our duty before God. So when you hear that alarm, even though it's something that you may not want to hear, even though there's other things you may want to do.
Give the dog analogy. Well, the man was up in bed and his dog started to bark.
Yeah, the man was up in bed. His dog started to bark and bark and bark. And the man thought, well, I don't want to hear this dog barking. I'm trying to sleep. You know, he had been drinking the night before and he wanted just to lay there and lay in bed. And his dog would not stop barking, 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 barking. So finally, he just got up and he just shot his dog. And he said, listen, that's enough. Please, I don't want to hear you anymore. And he fell back asleep. When he woke up the following morning, he found that all of his possessions had been stolen from him, and he had a dead dog that he had killed on the floor. So rather than listen to that warning and taking heed to that dog who was barking, letting him and alerting him of the danger that he was not aware of, he shot the dog. In the same way people shoot their consciences and say, oh, I don't want to be convicted right now.
The dog's your best friend.
I don't want to be known as a bad guy. I just want to live my life peaceably. And listen, Jesus said, if at possible in the Bible, live peaceably with all men, if possible. Well, where is it possible? By bringing forth the truth. And lots of times, the truth creates a little bit of a tremor, a little bit of an offense to bring people unto Christ. So rather than digress and sear your conscience, we need to make sure that when we hear the barking dog, whether it comes through Sons of Liberty Radio, whether it comes from the Word of God, wherever it comes from, that you take heed and listen to what's being said to you so you don't have...
Well, the end of the story is that the robber that was trying to break into the house actually broke in, took a knife and plunged it inside of the man and took his soul.
Yeah.
And took his life. Now, just think if he would have actually stood up and listened to what the dog was doing. Well, that dog was there to save his life and save his soul. It wasn't there to destroy it. And that's what people need to make the distinction concerning the voice that wakens you up. And, again, the voice that puts you back to sleep. Which one is God? What do you think the Lord is doing today? He's blowing the trumpet. And, by the way, to finish off what I was talking about concerning prophets call America to repentance, isn't it interesting that after the Lord said, hey, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children, why did Christ say these things to those people? It was because they received not the love of the truth. They wouldn't listen. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. And folks, you need to understand that the heart of the prophet is to reform and to protect. Also keep in mind that they who are sent by Christ are not sent to tell the world that everything is all right. They are sent to slay sin. And folks, I just want to say this on a positive note. You still have time because you still have the freedom to do the right thing, both in the spiritual first and foremost and in the natural. Amen.
Amen. And I want to say for those of you that are listening right now, we want to highlight something as well. Dove TV is picking up the My War documentary series that's starting next week on Tuesday, September 16th. It's 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so set your clock accordingly to where you're living throughout the United States. It's going to be airing over the next several months, which we're very excited about. Part one starts on Tuesday, September 16th on Dove Television, so please mark your calendars. Also, the My War Part 1 is our product of the week this week, too, as well. So if you take a view at that, you say, hey, oh, boy, I got to get this because I got to show other people and I got to make sure this gets out there. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com is a $20 donation. Of course, if you're a son or daughter of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week every week by calling 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can get the entire five-part set for $65. So please check out the website. There's so many good materials and things on there. And I love it because it's a way for people to evangelize and seek and save that which is lost without necessarily having to, well, you know, you need to open your mouth, but you say, listen, I got a coworker. It's really hard for me to talk with them. I got a family member who doesn't really listen to what I have to say. Listen, give him a DVD. Give him a book. Say, hey, I listen to this guy on the radio. I value your opinion on this. It's a great way to get the gospel out there and really get their hearts and minds open to the Lord. And also, for those of you that say, listen, I appreciate what you guys do. You always speak forth the truth, whether or not men want to hear it or not. It's an alarm waking up this nation, and it's what I want to get behind. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button. You can't miss it. Very top, stars and stripes. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, will you give an amount every month that really helps us with the foundation of the ministry to be able to catapult from there and seek and save that which is lost. In fact, we're going back out again to the highways and byways coming up here in the month of September. We'll tell you all about that. And for those of you who'd like to book Bradley Dean or the Sons of Liberty, please call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. We're working in Arizona, Wisconsin, Minnesota right now, and other places. So please do give us a phone call, and we will see about getting this message in your area.
Cool.
I like it.
Yeah, Cromwell.
Cromwell was such an outstanding man of God.
What did they actually have on his headstone?
You know, it's an interesting question.
He said, Jesus Christ, the King, not man, and probably not in that order, but the way he said it, in essence, that's exactly what he said. And it's interesting that when you look at that man, what he did from the time he was born to the time that he died, he was always serving the people, always serving to do the right thing on the behalf of the kingdom of God. And there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That man was a modern-day Gideon. There's just no getting around it.
Absolutely he was. He was a man who actually stood for what was right no matter what. I think they talked about him on his headstone here, specifically about he was the Lord Protector of England. He said, Christ is King. Basically, there is no king but Christ. Christ was the
king. That's right.
And that's what he had always given his life to that. And as he mentioned, too, in the quote that I brought forth earlier, it's kind of interesting what he had to say, because most people who do great things for God, they didn't ask for the position. They didn't desire to be some great leader.
Yep.
They just saw a vacancy in a post that wasn't being filled, and they said, okay, Lord, well, use me. I mean, I guess I'm willing to go. So many times people say, we need to get a good man in office.
Yep.
We need to get a good leader.
We need someone else to do the job that we're not going to do.
That's right. So why don't you say, why don't I do that job? You know, if you feel the heart and the burden for it, it could not be that the Lord is calling you to the very position you're looking for someone else to go to. But lots of times those who the Lord uses were not seeking to be used. If you look at King David, he was with the sheep. He was just a simple shepherd. He was tending the sheep. He wasn't looking to be the king of Israel, but God knew who he could trust. He was a man after his own heart. And Cromwell said, I would have been glad to have lived under my woodside and to have kept a flock of sheep rather than to have undertaken this government. In fact, by the end of his life, he withdrew Parliament because they were corrupt. They were doing all sorts of things. He said, Lord, give me the grace and strength to do it alone. He was fighting the good fight of faith, and it was a hard, in fact, he lost his son, as you can go through his life and see what happened in the battle. But you know what? He did it, and he trained up an army on his own by himself because he saw the need and he filled the need. And that's what we need to do. We need to see the need and fill the need and trust God that the Lord will be there to help bring us through it.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we thank you for knocking that website out of the park. Again, it's there to bring about resolve, not just to talk about the problems, but also to educate you. Also to let you know that the contributors, friends, are actually a part of the culture war. They're not sitting behind a desk. They're not just writing. They're actually a part of bringing forth in the fight the answers that are needed on the behalf of the American people. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in just 23 hours for 2 hours from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Love you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.